I'm delighted to be joined again by Balaji Srivastav, OBE. Balaji is a world-renowned musician. We've spoken to him before. Today, he is on to talk about an upcoming event. I believe it's on the 7th of May.
Exactly, yes. The 7th of May gig called the Antardrishti. Antardrishti, which is the inner vision in English, and Antardrishti is in Sanskrit. And this gig I have done before as well, before COVID. We have done in India and also here in Queen Elizabeth Hall. And in India we did in Delhi British Council Theatre and also in Mumbai Royal Opera House.
And how were those received?
It was very well received. And when we did in Delhi, we had Delhi and Mumbai, we had four dancers all sighted and 17 blind people. And originally we were supposed to have blind dancers, but somehow it didn't work out because there was some administration problem. So we had to replace them with the sighted dancers. And this tour was appreciated. And in Queen Elizabeth Hall, we had four dancers from here. So we did that way. And same 17 blind people, some of them came from India to here. Was very big tour, very nice tour. And now we are doing the same tour, but with less musicians in Wiltshire Music Centre.
And that's in Bradford-on-Avon.
That's right. On 7th of May, yes. And people should come there because we want them to be aware that blind musicians can play, even without seeing, they can play music. Because people believe that we have to see in music. We don't have to see. So yes, from all over the world, we will be. And we will be playing, first we will be playing the Antardrishti, which is the show from 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is Vishwarupa Darsha Yoga. So that's where the Arjun gets the divine sight from Krishna. And that's the show is about. And the second half will be the folk melodies from all over these places, from everywhere, because we have musicians from all over the world. I am from India. Abby is from England, from London. And Gaur is from Sri Lanka, Gauratna Raja. He's going to play Madangam. And Peter, again from England. And Uttara from Uttarakhand from India, and Ziad from Lebanon, Kevin from Colombia. So we've got different nationalities involved, and we will have folk songs from all the nationalities. And people should come there because we want them to be aware that blind musicians can play, even without seeing, they can play music.
If people do want to come along, how can they get tickets, Balaji?
Oh, yeah. The people can log on to balajimusicfoundation.org. That's a website. It's www.wiltshiremusic.org.uk.
Talk about the Inner Vision Orchestra itself. It's the world's first, isn't it, to be made up fully of blind and partially sighted musicians?
That's, yes. Inner Vision Orchestra started in 2008. So idea behind it started when I was very young, because when I was playing in my blind school orchestra when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, I always felt that blind people should get together, have orchestras. And in India, we have got lots of orchestras like that because we come from school. What else we can do? Play music or get together somehow. Here in this country, when I arrived, I found out that this is metropolitan city. We've got lots of cultures, lots of people. And I used to hear in taxis different kinds of music. And so I thought we can have blind musicians from all over the world here. And luckily, first time when we were going to an exhibition, Linda saw Zia walking. And we were introduced that time. And I was taken by Ziad to his house, and he played oud. And he said that I can write on the computer, so he did some music. And that's how we started. And after that, we met in RNIB meetings. We met a few musicians. And so that's how we started the Innovation Orchestra. The idea was, I thought, I can't really do old compositions because they are from different countries. So I asked them to tell their own stories and play their own music. And we'll accompany them. It has become kind of fusion, but it's not fusion because it tells the stories of the different parts of the world.
Can anyone come along?
Can anyone? Yeah, I would like to have more blind people. If they are interested, they can come and they can play music. But people have come saying that we can't play an instrument, we can't sing. And I said, don't worry about it. You just attend my workshop and you will be singing. And for example, Peggy, who was in our Innovation Orchestra, she was 95 and now unfortunately she's gone. But she came and I gave her a cymbal to play, two-finger cymbal. And she was so happy that when she was in the taxi, she used to play. Whenever she listens to any music, she used to play with that music. And because she was very old, nobody said anything. Everybody respected her.
And how do people get involved in your foundation then, if someone would like to come along or find out more?
They should, well, contact balajimusicfoundation.org. And we have workshops in Rich Mix, which is the opposite Shoreditch High Street station. And we have workshops. Before, we used to have every Monday, but now, after the COVID, situation has changed. So whenever they have got dates, we can put those dates into our website and people can look at it. Anybody who is interested, please do come and join us. We are at the moment about 20 musicians. So I would like to have more musicians.
Balaji, it's been fantastic talking to you as always. Hope to speak to you again in the near future. Good luck with the evening when it comes along. In the meantime, Balaji Srivastav, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed.